Elizabeth Elliot says, I think we might divide up all the people in the world into two classes, the complainers and the thankful. Which are you? Which am I? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, the challenging radio ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty and Passion and Purity, Learning to Bring Your Love Life Under God's Control. Helping you find joy in your Christian walk with the Savior today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are tired and overburdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you, or bend your necks to my yoke, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my load is light." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today with my daughter, Valerie Shepherd. Yesterday, Valerie, we were talking about your being slightly upset when you found yourself pregnant with number 5, and I have to confess that I was slightly upset, too. Any listeners to our program who also are readers of my newsletter might remember that I wrote a little piece in the newsletter back at that time telling about how God had to deal with me about my attitude. I was certainly not trying to manipulate you and Walt and tell you how many children you should have, but my heart just went out to you thinking, poor Val, she's had these 4 children in rather rapid succession, even though it was 2 years between each one. Couldn't you have waited just a little bit longer for number 5? And of course, God had to deal with me about feelings that were really none of my business. Mm-hmm. This matter was none of my business whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And as a mother and a mother-in-law, I realized that I was completely out of order. So back to the question of the spacing mm-hmm. of children, somebody, I think you told me that you had a letter about this whole question of contraception or whatever. Do you want to read that for
us? And she says that she and her husband are being pressured to stop having children even by their Christian friends and their family, and that they're even telling them that that one of them should be sterilized. She says, "My husband is studying to be a preacher, and neither he nor I want to get out of the will of God. We want more children, but don't know how to deal with this anti-children attitude." She says, "Even the Christians frown upon the idea that we want more, and they think we're crazy, and they even tell us they will pray for us." First of all, I want to say that I am against sterilization. I believe that's tampering with God's design, and I do believe that we have to face those verses in Scripture that say, "Children are a blessing from the Lord. Let the little children come unto me. Anyone who receives such a little one as this receives me." And I believe that each child is a very special gift from God. So I'm totally against this attitude that we shouldn't have more than 2. It seems to come from a lack of believing in the sovereignty of God, because they look at the world and they say, well, it's such an awful world to bring children into, and they may have heard the myth of overpopulation. And I really believe that God is going to give Christians more children so that they can be raised up to serve Him and praise Him and be leaders in this world. So Christians are the ones that should have more children. We have used natural family planning for spacing, although unless you're very, very careful, the Lord can overrule your plans, and that's what happened with my number 5. But again, I really believe God's timing is better than our own, so we have to live in this fine balance of trusting that God knows what's best and trying to follow what we think we can handle, and yet knowing that His strength is made perfect in our weakness.
One of the things that I have found a real blessing, Val, that you have taught me is just this, your attitude of openness to the will of God. Now, I'm sure that many of our listeners are sitting there thinking, what is she talking about? How can you be trusting God, saying that you're really trusting God and you're open to what He wants you to do and you'll receive the children that He wants you to have, and at the same time doing something about not having those children? It doesn't make any sense. Are you trusting God or are you not trusting God? Mm-hmm. Well, I think that that is a failure to recognize that God's sovereign plan always involves certain human decisions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of the verses that I have always found very interesting, shall we say, and I think applicable to this particular question, is the verse in Nehemiah where they were building the wall. And Nehemiah said, "We prayed to our God and," do you remember the rest of it? "Posted a guard." We did both. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We asked for God's protection and God's will, and we also did the obvious common sense thing to do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But what we're into, as this woman has mentioned in her letter, and the thing which I think we Christians really need to take a stand against and be very careful about, is an attitude which is so secular.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We will not have more than two children. I wouldn't even think of having more than two children. I've heard people say that. Mm-hmm. And how about just getting down on your knees and saying, "Lord, I want to have the number of children you want me to have." Wouldn't that be really essentially what you've done?
Yes, that seems the right way to do it, because God knows what's best for us. And if my husband and I are one on the way children should be raised, and the fact that we are stewards of their lives, they are gifts to us only for a short time, then why shouldn't we say to the Lord, "Lord, we want to have the number that you want us to have at the times that you want us to have them." And even though in my own weakness and thinking of my own lack of strength, I've thought I just couldn't handle one every 2 years, the Lord has taught me that He can give the strength that overrules my weakness. And even though there are days when I feel absolutely weak and a failure, and I still believe that overall and through it all, God is holding us up and preserving us and carrying us through.
And we have His promise specifically in 2 Corinthians 12, "My grace is all you need, for my strength
is made perfect in weakness."
And how could we ever learn the reality of that verse without experiencing real weakness? And again, back to the question of your desire versus the will of God, you said you wanted a big family. Mm-hmm. God might not have given you a big family or even any children at all. Mm-hmm. I get many letters from heartbroken women who desperately desire children, and mm-hmm. God has not given them children. Mm-hmm. And again, we have to fall back on what you've been saying. God knows
what's
exactly what is best mm-hmm. for you. And to those who, up until maybe today, listening to this program, have had the attitude, "I'm finished, that's it, I'm not having any more kids," what would you say?
I would say, ask God if He might want you to have more children. Not that you're going to hear an audible yes or no, but the attitude of submitting to His will, and again, looking at that verse, children are a blessing from the Lord and a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. I think we have to face those verses, and we have to say, "Lord, what would you have me do?" And so often, it's either one or the other. Women want more and the husband doesn't, or the husband wants more and the wife doesn't. And in the case of the husband wanting more and the wife doesn't, the wife has to also see the issue of submission there and asking God again to protect her, and she entrusts herself to her Creator and to her husband.
It's the attitude that Mary demonstrated, isn't it, when she had an unexpected pregnancy, mm-hmm. a very unexpected pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Being told by the angel that she was to be the mother of the Son of God, she might have raised quite a few objections mm-hmm. in that situation. Mm-hmm. She had her plans. She had a fiancé. How was she ever going to convince Joseph that she hadn't been unfaithful to him? What were the people in the village going to say? What were her parents going to say? She had no guarantees of any protection of any kind except the will of God, and there wasn't any question in Mary's mind that this was a message from God, and her response was, "Anything you say, Lord. What you want is what I'll take." Mm-hmm.
I have a little verse in my Bible. It's not a biblical verse, but something somebody said that has helped me to see our attitude as submitting to the will of God. I am willing to receive what you send, to lack what you withhold, to relinquish what you take, to suffer what you inflict, to do what you command, to be what you require.
Read it again, would you? Slowly. There might be some people that would take a few notes on that one.
I am willing to receive what you send, to lack what you withhold, to relinquish what you take, to suffer what you inflict, to do what you command, to be what you require. And to me, that's the attitude we should have towards anything that happens to us in life, even whether it's an unwanted pregnancy or cancer in our husbands. Whatever the Lord has given us, the Lord knows is best for our growth in Christ.
And this is exactly the message that Gateway to Joy is here to convey. I hope that literally every program has principles which are applicable to everybody. Mm-hmm. So there will be all kinds of people listening to us today that are not young married women in the childbearing years, but those principles that you've given us of willingness to submit to the will of God are applicable to all of us. Thank you so much. This was my daughter, Valerie Shepherd.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network. Mm-hmm.